Inclusion is her game. Contact her to be a volunteer at this station. Volunteer at KBOO.FM. You could be behind this mic. We are radioactive. Stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted.
This is Cat Meow.
And this is Becky.
And we want to hang out with you.
The Development Committee will meet the third Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m.
We're traffic informed and
food motivated.
And we're seeking like-minded individuals who want to use their rad fundraising skills and talents to
support the station. Join us.
Join us.
Good morning. It's 10 o'clock. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming right up, it's Air Cascadia, followed by Flashpoints at 10:15, and then stay tuned at 11 for the food show. Today, talking to the folks from Helios Farm about their community-supported raw milk dairy. And they'll be deepening the roots of social struggle through food justice. All that coming up on your community radio, KBOO. Support us by going to kboo.fm. Thanks.
Good morning, Radio Free Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, October 17th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Are we going to pay to protest? Hell no, we're not. Weather today, sunny skies again. It was a high near 73. And that wind, it's going to drop off overnight. Lows around 48, and wind's calming further. Pretty soon there'll be a negative wind, I imagine. And for tomorrow, Thursday, highs around 71, and lows overnight around 49. I was thinking about this, so if one more person says, oh, it's such a nice sunny day, I'm wondering how people would feel if this, if we had days like this back to back and up until up through December. Think about that. Think about it. Think how alarming it would be to wake up every morning to that, and the powerlessness to affect a situation that we ourselves have caused. We've caused these peculiar weather patterns. We were the reason for them, and yet at a certain point that realization, horrible though it may seem, is going to hit everyone, and there will be nothing that can be done about it. Today we're going to try to reach James Oleski. He is a law professor at Lewis and Clark, and in the 24 hours since Mayor Ted Wheeler first laid out an emergency ordinance to restrict potentially violent protesters in Portland, city officials and civil rights groups and legal experts are concerned, and they are letting us know. The ordinance would broaden the city's ability to apply. Now get this, the legal term is content neutral. Since when is that a legal term, right? I don't know. What? Habeas contentless. That time, place, and manner restrictions to any protest in Portland city limits. This is the response to the weekend's violent clash. One way of restricting it would be to prevent people from. Groups such as Patriot Prayer, right wing group, and members of and Antifa groups. Well, I don't know. Antifa seems to be. Jury's out on that. I myself have warm feelings, but I know that many others think that they're. I think their tactics are where we've come to. Like the weather, they are symptoms of a much greater problem, much deeper problem, and they would seem to me to be a natural response to Patriot Prayer and other groups of that sort. The Proud Boys, for example, would be a right-wing group that seeks out violence. Again, Jim Oleski is a constitutional law professor at Lewis and Clark Law School, and we are hoping to be able to reach out to him today. Maybe a bit late to do that, but he said the proposed ordinance aims to protect both the freedom of expression for demonstrators and the safety of the entire community. Except for this is the thing, is though there is no such thing as safety. Americans seem obsessed with the notion of safety, and to which end it seems that as a nation, from time to time, we're easily panicked and stampeded by those who might point out some artifact of the culture and proclaim it to be a danger. So basically, anything you point out and declare this is a danger, then it's apparently perfectly okay to go ahead and tell the public that they are going to be protected. We're going to keep them safe from whatever this the recently designated danger might be. And then, of course, people look around and in their position hunkered down in their bunker with a virtual reality machine puttering away, and their food brought in by total strangers from time to time. people wearing Amazon Prime badges. So who they trust, by the way, those aren't dangerous people. If they're wearing a little thing that says Amazon Prime, that means that they're okay. You don't have to fear them. Same goes for marijuana. Same goes for sitting all day and all night watching telly. All those things seem to be safe. Other things are dangerous. Pain medication's dangerous. So are people who appear to be Middle Eastern or have darker skin. There's all sorts of dangers out there, but not Amazon Prime and not telly, of course. Thanks to prior litigation, or maybe not thanks to prior litigation, the definition of content neutral has become complex. The Supreme Court ruled that it is not content neutral to limit a protest based on the possibility that listeners will react angrily to the protest to speech. Under Trump's Supreme Court, however, that line of reasoning only flows in one direction. It only protects the kind of vulgar schoolboy name calling Trump himself indulges in, but nothing else that could possibly be construed as protest speech that directly addresses some of the problems that the nation faces right now, which of course are many, and deserve, if not direct action, at least a little bit of indirect consideration. So that has been an interesting 24 hours, and on top of that, of course, the National Park Service is considering new regulations for protests. That's the National Park System. That's the whole works. That's the whole country is considering new regulations for protests. It's severely edit the right to protest. Defending Rights and Dissent has been on it, fighting back against these proposals, but really anybody who considers protesting a valid means of expressing ideas to the powers that be. They submitted their own comments, and they are joined by comments initiated by Partnership for Civil Justice and 36 other civil rights, labor, justice, and peace organizations. The comments are initiated by the Wilderness Society and were signed by over 80 other groups. There has been an outpouring of reactions to the new regulations. If enacted, they would close off much of the area around the White House to protest and revoke the 24-hour rule, which says that permit applications not rejected within 24 hours are granted. In addition to revoking the 24-hour rule, these new regulations will create a new status provisionally reserved. There you go. Let's put that in your content neutral. Provisionally reserved, allowing the National Park Service to leave the status of a protest in limbo until 40 days before the protest or less. Wait a minute! If you have to go through all of this to do a protest, it's not a protest. It's a parade. It's some kind of carnival, some sort of freak show that's staged for the benefit of an already sublimated media. Really? Come on! How about a meta-protest against all of this stuff? And the Dems aren't ever going to be able to get on board until we can all get behind somebody like Beto O'Rourke. There was a debate the other night between Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke in which Beto O'Rourke won absolutely hands down. It's probably going to be the last face-to-face showdown before the election. In closing remarks, O'Rourke said that the country is in desperate need of inspiration and hope during a time of really bitter partisan divisions. And he said that he's been inspired by the people of Texas to transcend the obstacles and fight for dreamers and fight for universal health care. fight for the environment. We already know what Ted Cruz said because he said it before. He always says it. He needs absolutely no promotion, at least certainly not from this desk. Dozens of in Georgia this week, dozens of black senior citizens were ordered off a bus, taking them to vote. No kidding. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported that the bus was preparing to leave a county-operated senior center. That's not legalese for anything. That means that these people have every right to vote, and certainly those who had assisted in enabling them to do so have every right to provide assistance. And it was, in fact, the center director who herself told them to get off. Latosha Brown was the co-founder of Black Voters Matter. It's a group who arranged for the bus to take these people to vote early. That's a reason for serious concern. And this in broad daylight. This with literally the whole world watching. You have to think, what do the people in the rest of the world think when they hear this going on in the land of the free, home of the brave, where democracy gets a liberal thrashing from time to time? Final word, it is said, and this comes from the Hill, that polls reveals that Trump supporters will literally forgive anything that Trump says or does. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, October 17th, 2018. Tammy Dean engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Tammy. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre.